I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Fishermen, of course, love to catch fish. But what happens then? What happens to the fish? Increasingly popular these days is the practice of catch and release. Before we get to the fishing roundup, we're going to talk a little bit about this today. Kevin, what are some of the reasons for catch and release? And this is just what it sounds like, right?
It is. Catch and release has been very popular in freshwater fishing for a while, and it's caught on a lot in saltwater fishing as well. Non-fishermen sometimes don't understand why you would want to go fishing and enjoy catching a fish and then throw it right back in. I know that my mother-in-law loves seafood, and she always gets kind of mad when she hears that I've gone fishing and, in her point of view, just thrown free seafood right back into the water. But there's quite a few reasons that anglers practice catch and release. One of them is that there are regulations and size limits. A lot of people catch undersized fish and throw them back. But then there are also fish that are legal to be kept, and anglers choose to throw them back. Maybe they don't want to deal with keeping and cleaning a fish, or they're doing it as a conscious conservation move, letting a fish go so that it can be caught once again and so that it can go back and contribute to the population.
I know I often wonder just how durable a fish is after you do your best to release it safely. What are some best practices to approaching this?
I would say first, in general, most saltwater fish are pretty tough, and they differ by species. But you do need to be careful if you want to release them and release them healthy. So what you want to do, for the most part, is avoid stressing the fish too much before you release it. And part of that is how you catch them. So you can stress a fish from physical injury by hooking it. And if you use a lure with a lot of treble hooks, that can cause extra stress. You can end up injuring them by hooking them in the eyes or the gills. And you can also stress them out from a long fight. So if you fight a fish for a long time, it will get tired and will be harder for the fish to recover. So some of the best practices there, you can use single-hooked lures whenever possible. Use heavy gear or heavy enough gear so that it's appropriate for the fish and that you can land them quickly. And then finally, when you do land the fish, one of the best things you can do is keep it in the water if possible. If you do want to take it out of the water for a photo or to handle it as little as possible, and definitely don't let it flop around on a boat or on a dock. That's definitely not good for a fish.
After you've got the fish off the hook, what do you do to get it back into the water?
Well, when you're holding a striped bass, you try and hold it by the mouth and support the weight. So keep one hand under the belly, put it back in the water, and then you want to hold it upright and make sure that water is going in the fish's mouth and over its gills. Don't push it back and forth because that's not how a fish's gills work. Try and keep the fish facing into current or into the waves, and basically just wait with that fish. Make sure that it gets its strength back and it's ready to swim away. If you let it go too soon and it doesn't have its strength back, it'll have a hard time recovering on its own.
So let's move on now to the fishing roundup. It has been a different kind of spring for many fishermen, a bit more of a challenge, I would suggest personally. What are you hearing at On the Water about the fishing action now?
Every year is very different, and it seems like after 4 or 5 years of predictable striper fishing, where we knew that in the spring you'd get a good push of striped bass that would come up through areas like Woods Hole and go through the canal in Buzzards Bay, it didn't really happen this spring. We've heard about great fishing down in Long Island Sound and around Block Island, and then it seems like a lot of stripers came through and went around the outside of the Cape. And I'm hearing about great fishing right now in Provincetown in the Outer Cape and then also up toward Boston and the North Shore of Massachusetts. But I did hear this week finally of some pretty good action in the east end of the canal. And like I said, Provincetown has been a real striped bass hotspot. Striped bass aside, there are some other great options. Bluefish has been great in Vineyard Sound off South Cape Beach and on all of the shoals. And bottom fishing is phenomenal. Scup and sea bass really been spectacular. I know a lot of striped bass fishermen, I'm one of them, who've had trouble finding striped bass, have just switched over to catching sea bass. And now we're also finally starting to see some fluke move in. So people who like fluke fishing, that's starting to just get going right now.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.